what's the name of that show? I know it. Give me a second. Oh, Sir Tone Bone Show. And I'm your host, Antonio. It's hard to really listen to people when they not showing proof that they know how to structure success. We want to hear that shit from motherfuckers we see got the shit going on. But then, the motherfucker that's driving the hoopty might know everything that there is to know when it comes to succeeding. But the problem is, they overlook because they image don't fit their car. You feel me? Or the car don't fit their image. You know? But I can't, I overlook a motherfucker when I'm being overlooked, you feel me? I want to start a fucking business, you feel me? Everybody you go to, they talking about this price, that price and shit. But that motherfucker that's driving the hoopty, man, I'll do that shit for free. Let's get this shit started. You can't take that motherfucker serious, you feel me? Like, what's your background? You feel me? But when you take that fucking chance, and you like, damn, this motherfucker really know what the fuck they doing. But the problem is, you like, I can't overlook the next motherfucker. Because I feel like all, everybody that's in the hoopty know they shit. So you try to do the shit again. And this motherfucker really just a straight up bum. You take a fucking L, you feel me? You lost about $500,000 dealing with this motherfucker. But anything we do in life is a motherfucking gamble. You feel me? You know, it's like you make a fucking bet, right? They hit you with that fucking message all the time. If you need help, hit this hotline. Right? And you like, hey, bro, I don't need that shit. Be like, this is just a hobby. You feel me? It's like I'm not investing my life savings, my check, and none of that shit. You feel me? It's like, you know, a quarter, 10 cents, little petty shit. You feel me? Because, like, when I tell a motherfucker how much I wager, they like, what the fuck? You win money off that shit? No, I lose a lot, but I don't really give a fuck because I'm not losing because I'm not putting a fortune into that shit to make a bankroll. You feel me? It's just like a motherfucker going to the strip club or some shit. You feel me? You ain't getting shit out that strip club, but that bat hit, I get my money back. Double. 500 times. You know, so it's like everything we do is a motherfucking bet. You feel me? But if you did your homework, it's a success. So like I'm saying, you assume everybody in the hoopty know they shit because that one person did. Nah, the next person, you gotta do your homework and double check. Before you be like, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance. You know? Somebody told me I have to do all the work if I want to do a bit, have a business. I can't trust another motherfucker. I'm like, man, like, I don't know that shit, but what's wrong with getting educated? You don't want to fail. Why hire a motherfucker that's going to make you fail? You feel me? It's a gamble. Fail, succeed, you never fucking know. But it's best to do the work yourself. Because it don't hurt. If you fucked it up, you know, you took an L, you learned from that shit. And we go through a lot of challenges in fucking life, you feel me? It's always a motherfucker trying to get in our fucking way. You feel me? But you gotta be willing. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going for it. And knock that motherfucker out the fucking way. Now that motherfucker like, oh, shit. You feel me? Because motherfuckers think you not intelligent and shit. You feel me? They think they could finesse you. You know, we got a lot of scam artists out here in these streets and shit. So everybody think they know the come up and shit. You got to prove these motherfuckers wrong. You feel me? I see the shit you doing and shit. You feel me? I actually learned how to succeed off the little dumb shit you be doing. You feel me? That's why I like a while back I said this shit. Learn from the scam artists and learn from these colleges and shit. Put the two together. Motherfuckers can't fuck with you. You feel me? For real. That's just even like when it comes to these women. They'll talk that shit all day long. Talking about like they faithful and shit. You feel me? When you get on these fucking TikToks and shit, and they showing you that motherfuckers, when they go to work, they a totally different person. You feel me? They get on the phone with you and shit. I'm going on break. I'll call you back later type of shit. You feel me? But they already with cuz. Shit, he already probably got his shit up inside her. You feel me? So it's like, when she talking about she pregnant, you better make sure that's your fucking kid, though. Because it's like, I don't even feel like it's just a plant. Any fucking job, a woman, dude, whatever, spend most of their time at, they got somebody at the job, for real. Or they got multiple people. You feel me? Like, that's why it's like, motherfucker be like, why you ain't in no relationship? Man, it's like, I get hurt. I don't want her to go to therapy and shit over a woman. Like, man, get the fuck out. There ain't no pussy. No, so, I wait. You feel me? Right now, focus on me succeeding, being happy. You know? Y'all think having sex, man, put a smile on your face. That ain't shit but stress. It really is. Because now she thinks she can get anything from you and shit. You know? Because anytime she needs something, she offering that pussy. You feel me? Or she offering her friends some shit. You know how wild shit get.